From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, December 15th, 2025. Friday, a federal appeals court denied Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin's request to allow the state to enforce laws regulating canvassing. You may recall in November that U.S. District Court Judge Timothy L. Brooks issued a preliminary injunction stopping the state from enforcing laws regulating the collection of signatures in support of ballot measures. The injunction stemmed from a lawsuit brought by the League of Women Voters, joined by groups 4R Kids and Protect Our Rights. Those groups are canvassing for proposed constitutional amendments with the aim of placing them on the November 2026 ballot. A Pine Bluff police officer has resigned following his arrest. 27-year-old Damian Durham was arrested Thursday night on a charge of third-degree battery and was released about 12 hours later. The Pine Bluff Commercial says police have not released any details about the arrest and declined any further comment. Durham had been with Pine Bluff Police since April 21st. Six Arkansas school districts could face state intervention after failing to meet new standards. District superintendents of Watson Chapel, North Little Rock, Pine Bluff, Lafayette County, Crossett, and Fordyce School districts presented improvement plans to the State Board of Education on Thursday. Each district received an F letter grade under the state's new accountability system that was approved by lawmakers in April. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports several of the districts made commitments to improving teacher quality, heightened monitoring of classroom instruction, and targeted interventions for low-performing students. Each also provided signed statements of assurance pledging to take proactive approaches to correct the situation. The CDC is recommending narrowing hepatitis B vaccine guidelines for newborns. Previously, all newborns were encouraged to receive this vaccine. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel now recommends that only children whose mothers test positive for hepatitis B or whose status is unknown get the vaccine. Northwest Arkansas pediatrician Dr. Andy Kohler says transmission from the child's mother accounts for roughly half of all pediatric hepatitis B cases.
But the other half come from contact with an infected person. Hepatitis B is incredibly infectious. I mean, I've heard anywhere from 50 to 100 times as infectious as HIV. And relatively innocuous contact can lead to that spread. So coming in contact with a razor, nail clippers, a towel, or even microscopic amounts of blood were that got introduced into the child's bloodstream could lead to it.
Kohler says children should continue to receive the vaccine since the risk of developing complications from the disease is much higher for young people. He says the disease is also still far from being completely eradicated in the U.S.
We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 600,000 to a million cases. I've seen numbers kind of all over the place. Our numbers are not great on it because most people are unaware that they have it. And so that is still a large population that could potentially transmit if we don't have protected children. And those numbers are even in light of 30 years of mass vaccination.
He says children who contract hepatitis B have more than 90% chance of developing a chronic case of the disease, increasing risk of complications like cirrhosis and liver cancer. Kohler made his comments speaking with partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. The Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub in North Little Rock has shut down earlier than originally planned. In late November, the North Little Rock Library System announced the popular makerspace would be operational through year's end, citing long-term financial stability as the reason behind the closure. Just weeks later, the library announced that Friday was the last day the Innovation Hub would be open to the public. North Little Rock Library System CEO Crystal Gates said the reason for the closure was to give staff enough time to safely vacate the building and transfer equipment, tools, and supplies before returning the property to its holder, Winrock International, on December 31st. Today you can expect sunny skies with a high of 41 degrees. Your low tonight is 28. Temperatures will climb once again this week, back into the mid-50s at least. Rain chances will also return to the forecast midweek. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.